Welcome back to Castle Country Focus. Joining us in the studio right now, we have Morgan Jacobson at the Division of Wildlife Resources. He's the Conservation Outreach Manager. And Morgan, always a pleasure to get you in. I appreciate you stopping by today.
I enjoyed talking with you, Jordan.
Yeah, there's so much going on this time of the year. You know, it's funny, once summer kind of, I guess, wilds away, you guys actually pick up. I mean, it's pretty busy around this time of year. A lot of things are going on.
For sure. Yeah. For example, we just had the general season archery hunt just opened on Saturday. So a lot of people are heading up into the mountains. Our conservation officers are, of course, really busy with hunts pretty much from now until the end of the year. A lot of other things pick up. Fishing usually gets a little bit better in the fall as well as things start cooling off. There's always good times to head up and enjoy wildlife and, you know, have fun recreating up in the hills. So,
well, let's talk about fishing here for a moment. There's been a lot of fires, obviously, a lot of wildlife fires throughout the state of Utah. How has that affected fishing, or has it at all?
So that's a good question, Jordan. We've had closest to us has been the Coal Hollow fire, it has impacted angler access a little bit. They have evacuated or pre-evacuated some areas that get a little bit close to Schofield Reservoir, and some of those pre-evacuation orders may still be in effect. But as of right now, you can access Schofield Reservoir and Lower Fish Creek. You can fish both of those without any problems. Price River, as you kind of get into the upper stretches closer to Soldier Summit, those may be off limits. I know they've told people not to stop on the highway. So if you're looking to fish the Price River, I'd stay below Soldier Summit, and you should be fine there. But it's always just a good idea to keep track of what orders are in effect, whether those be evacuations or fire restrictions, or just road closures, things like that, before you head up to go fishing or hunting. A good website to go to is utahfireinfo.gov. And that usually has all the information that you need pertaining to different fires in different locations. You can also, if you're going to the Manti-LaSalle National Forest, contact the Forest Service office here in Price, and they'd be happy to help you, find the information that you need. So just something to be aware of, before you head up there.
Yeah, definitely. Now, speaking of fishing, this one's a little bit different, but it is a free clinic offering an introduction to fly fishing. There's a lot of nuances to fly fishing, to be honest. It's tough. It's hard. I find it hard.
It's hard, but it's fun, right?
It's fun. It's fun.
Yeah. So this is one that we started offering last year and had a lot of demand for it. So we're really excited to bring back our another fly fishing clinic this year. As with all clinics, this is a free clinic that we offer to people who want to learn how to get into fly fishing. And maybe you already are into fly fishing, you just want to learn a new angle on it. Because like you said, there's so many nuances, so many different styles. Whether you're fishing on a lake or a stream, there's different approaches to that. So this clinic is going to cover everything. Everything from the gear you need, choosing a good fly rod that's, ideal for what you're fishing for, choosing flies that work well. That's one of those nuances that, takes some practice, some trial and error. Fly fishing on lakes versus streams, casting, it's one of those things you recognize right away as someone fly fishing. And with a little practice, it's not too hard. And then just how to present your lure, how to make it look good in the water. So this is a clinic that we had good feedback on last year, we're really excited to offer it again this year.
And as far as those who have never done it before and they want to try, fly rods and tackles will actually be provided for those who don't have their own, which is awesome. I mean, that's neat.
Absolutely. Yeah. So we want everybody to be able to participate. And, this clinic is unique because there's a classroom portion, like we have with all of our clinics, but then there's also an opportunity to go. We're going to go over to the Carbon County Community Pond afterward and just actually catch some fish. Put some of these skills to practice. We've got fly rods and reels and lures or flies for everyone to use if they don't have their own equipment. So we don't want skill level to be a barrier for people to come and participate. Whether you've never even fished before, we want you to come and enjoy this. Our instructor for this clinic is his name's Tom Ogden. He's a local resident here in Price, and he sends his fishing reports probably two times a week. He spends maybe over 100 days a year fly fishing up on the Manti-LaSalle National Forest. So if you want someone who knows fly fishing well and who knows these local waters well, Tom's your guy, and this is the clinic for you to learn these things. So
it's a free clinic, and it's brought to you by Sportsman's Corner of Bill's Home Furnishings in Price. You can also register online for the free clinic as well. You can find more information at CastleCountryRadio.com on that. Now, Morgan, with that being said, outside of the free clinic, I know you guys actually had one just a couple of days ago with Batch. You and I were talking about that a few weeks back. You said you had a great turnout for that, and it was a lot of fun. You saw some different critters.
That's right. Yeah, so we usually have a bat event every year as well, and you know, bat surveys are going on throughout the summer for the most part. They kind of pick up in July and August as kind of the heat of the summer is out there. And so, last week we had our free bat night down on the base of the LaSalles near Moab, kind of by Ken's Lake. And that event's kind of fun because you get to go out and you get to help biologists do wildlife biology. You know, we set up a net, and bats fly into the net, and we pick them out. We take measurements. We identify what species they are, and then we let them go. But we had about over 30 people there, and they helped us, you know, record measurements. And by the end of the night, everyone was, you know, pretty good at identifying bats, and it was a great time. And, you know, it's kind of cool to think that, you know, there's these critters out there that we just don't see all the time.
Yeah.
I mean, there's thousands and thousands of bats out there, you know, several different species, and it was just a fun opportunity.
You guys definitely do some cool stuff throughout the summer, that's for sure. Moving into the fall, again, with it being such a busy time for you guys, I mean, it's hunting season again, right? It really is.
Yeah. Yeah, so like I said, we had the archery hunt open on Saturday. Two or three weeks, we'll have the muzzleloader hunt, and then in October, that's when the rifle hunt starts. And you know, there's all kinds of hunts and other reasons to go and recreate up on the mountain. So, you know, we just encourage people to be safe and keep in mind that this has been a very dry year. So, be aware of risks for wildfire that you might bring with you and to be safe. And you know, we talked, Jordan, about our waterfowl clinic last time, so I'll just give a quick shout out for that.
Sure.
That's happening Saturday, September 8th, 2 weeks prior to our clinic, our fly fishing clinic happening on September 29th. And so if people are interested in either of those, they can call our office and we'll give them a link to register for those events. So the number to call is 435-613-3707. And again, those clinics, the waterfowl clinic's happening September 8th, and the fly fishing clinic is on September 29th.
Well, Morgan, I definitely appreciate you once again taking out the time to join us. I think this is the last time we'll actually talk in August. Next time you come in, it's going to be September.
Yeah, after Labor Day, right?
Oh,
yeah.
Man, the time is absolutely flying by. It seems just like yesterday we were talking about Christmas tree pickup, and now we're getting back around that time once again. But I do appreciate you taking out the time to join us. It's always fun to talk with you.
Always a pleasure, Jordan.
Hey, for more on this Castle Country Focus interview and others, make sure you visit CastleCountryRadio.com.